If you could harvest the human body, every organ, every mineral within the body, it is worth about $45 million. A dead body is worth about $550,000. Certain parts might bring it up a little bit. Now, my dead body, Vicky, probably get 20 bucks and some change. But God made us, and God values our lives. Our lives are not an accident. It wasn't a mistake, but the result of God's intentional act of creation. Vicky and I had been talking the news here lately, and we just kind of wonder where it came about that human life has been so devalued. With all the shenanigans that have been going on, I think the problem exists in the fact that people, many people, feel that the human body is just an arrangement of molecules. And by this line of reasoning, we are just really just some sort of a consuming animal. But that's not how God views and looks and sees human life. God created mankind, and he highly values that life. Every single person matters to God because God created us in his image. And every single human being has tremendous potential. You have a new child. Maybe it's your first grandchild. You will value that child and its worth because of its inherent value. He hasn't done anything for you yet. He hasn't cut your grass. He hasn't done the dishes or the laundry. You literally take care of his needs. A newborn, he doesn't really know who you are except you're the one that feeds him and changes him. He can't even call you mom or dad. But they are still pride and joy. In much the same way, God values us for our inherent worth. It's not that we've done anything for him. It isn't that we have charmed him by our goodness or won his love by our righteous behavior. God loves us because we are created by him and in his image. He created us for fellowship with him and to love him. God sees mankind through the lens of their worth and their potential. Life has value because God made us with purpose. God put us together. In the 139th Psalm, in verse 13, David writes here, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Before we were born, God cared for us. God created our inward parts. He meticulously crafted and formed us. There is not a single part in our body that does not work in concert with another part of the body to give us physical life. He made the inner parts that no one can see. I stand up here and I cannot see your heart. I cannot see your brain or your stomach. But they're there. Now, we have devices that can see that today. But when David wrote this, you could not see. We were a special creation of the Lord. Every single detail of our body was formed by Him. He made every one of us just a tad bit different on the outside, but He made us the same. Our eyes. No other animal in the animal kingdom has eyes like ours. Our blood system and how it heals us from sickness and how it gives us life and feeds our brain. How it keeps and heals the skin when it's cut. The mind is probably the most complex computer that man could even think of coming up with. Modern society wants us to believe that life in the womb is merely a choice. God sees a tiny child as He sees a masterpiece that He has knitted together. And that child has great value to God. And it should have great value to us too. What we see in society today in the abortion, it is a great affront to the nature of God's creative work. Since 1973, 55 million children were never able to reach their potential. Life has value because God made us with a promise. In verse 14 of Psalms 139, it reads, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and that my soul knows it well. God just didn't put us together. God put us together well. This is God's promise that our lives are not accidents or mistakes. That God made us, that He did so in a way that allows our lives to impact the world and eternity. And it is no wonder that David wrote, I will praise Thee. Our very lives are an opportunity to praise our Creator. There have been a lot of people through the history of the world that man has praised, has put up on a pedestal, and when their life is over, have went to great lengths to honor them. And yet I'm sure each of us knows some individual or someone in our lives or many people in our lives who have had a tremendous impact on someone else, more so than someone pretending to be somebody else on a movie screen, or just because they had enough money to give something to someone else. God gives us the opportunity to praise Him. Our life has value because God made us with a plan. God put us together to fulfill a plan that He has for each one of us. In verses 15 and 16 of the 139th Psalm, it continues, My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them. And in verse 16, David is simply saying that all of our days have been written in his book. That everything was planned before a single one of us were even born. God did not make people to be criminals. I need to make that clear. God did not make people to be deviants. God made everyone perfect when they were born in His special way. The child is nothing but pure innocence. But God knows everything that we can be. He knows the length of our days. He knows how much strength we are going to have in those days. Our lives are not an accident, but a very intricate part of God's plan for this world. We rarely think of the great opportunity that is laid out before us in this life. We wake up in the morning. We may sit down and eat some breakfast. We get ourselves dressed. We go to work. We come home. We eat dinner. We watch some TV. We go to bed. That's not the opportunity that God sees for each and every one of us. There's more to life than just the everyday humdrums of life. God has a plan for us, and every single one of us can be a part of a plan that God would have us to impact on the world and to impact eternity. We probably have acquaintances. I use that term more than I do friends, because a friend's a guy you can call at 3 o'clock in the morning to come and get your car out of a ditch, and he'll be there. An acquaintance says, call me when I wake up in the morning, and I'll see what I can do. But I'm sure that we have acquaintances, that we have neighbors, and maybe even some family where we're thinking there isn't enough room in heaven for both of us. Fact is, there is. And it's up to us to be able to take the opportunities God has given us to make such an impact on their lives that we change their lives. You know, a little child doesn't seem to matter a whole lot in the grand scheme of the world. There was a little boy, he was born a slave, and it wasn't long after he was born that his parents had passed away. And then he was traded for an animal, a child for a horse. As he was growing up, he moved from one foster family to another. And as he moved from place to place, he witnessed horrible things. For example, people. People like him being beaten to death. As a youth, many would have considered his life to be worth very little and of no special value. But his life did matter. Because this was George Washington Carver, the inventor and scientist. And every single day of our lives, we reap the benefits of his work today. His worth is incalculable. Our worth is incalculable. Far more than $45 million. Far more than $550,000. Our society has lost touch with the value of life. It's cheap. It's expedient. But God sees life differently. God sees our intrinsic value. He sees our eternal potential. God values human life more than I cherish my own children and grandchildren. And that's a lot. Our lives matter to God. And God has given us this great gift of life. And He has prepared for us. He has planned for us. A tremendous existence. And not a single one of us should want to miss the great adventure that God has in store for us in our lives. Each and every day is an adventure. Each and every day is a challenge. But too many in society today are missing out on the opportunity. They're missing out on God's perfect plan of salvation. We all have a home that is prepared if we have obeyed. God has prepared one that His Son is making ready for each of us. If you are not a Christian tonight, think about these things. Put Jesus to work in preparing a mansion for you. As in God's house, there are many mansions. Through repentance and confession and baptism, you can have that grand life that God has planned for you. If you are a child of God, don't miss out on the opportunities that He has for you. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. If there's any that has a need to answer this invitation, won't you come together? We stand and we sing.